fishing can be a driving economic force for communities across the state. But right now, the village of Chignik Bay is finding out what happens when the fish don't show up. KDLG's Alex Hager went to the South Peninsula and has this report on how two bad runs in a row are threatening the life of the community.
In the village of Chignik Bay, it's all about salmon. It's a tiny South Peninsula outpost with about 200 people during the summer, and the economy's been built on fishing for over a century. But now, the fish just aren't coming.
We're fishermen, so we go out and we try and we attempt. They call it fishing, not catching, so we know we gotta go try. But there's nothing out there.
That's Ben Allen. For the second year in a row, he and other fishermen here have mostly been left to twiddle their thumbs. During the summer of 2018, they weren't allowed out on the water at all. That's a year without fish and a year without income. With a healthy dose of optimism in the off-season, a lot of folks here were ready to write off the bad summer as a fluke and get back to fishing this year. But they spent the entire first half of this season with boats stuck in the harbor and a dwindling sense of hope.
People are honestly just looking to leave. The mood is not even a, oh no, our fishery is gone. It's more of a, I need to go find a new place to live and a new place to work. I have no job here.
Ben and his wife, Rachel, have been fishing Chignik together every summer for the past 21 years. And Rachel's been coming to this fishery with her dad for over four decades. Well, some in this town have gotten fed up and left, getting their hands on permits to fish in other districts like Kodiak and Sandpoint. The Allens are part of a small group that has chosen to tough it out and stay put. But that decision's been getting harder by the day.
Even for us, it's getting down to the point now where we're going to have to make a decision to either leave and go fish somewhere else or go find a new, completely new industry to be in.
In a harbor that's about half as full as it might be in a good year, you'll find that fishermen have stuck around for a variety of reasons. Some don't have the money to get a permit in another district, but others, like Axel Kopen, whose family's been fishing here for more than 50 years, simply feel too connected to Chignik to take their boat anywhere else.
It's just not right to give up on it. And this, if it wasn't for this area, none of us would have anything. You know, I mean, Chignik's given all our families everything we have.
People in Chignik say the two-year shortage is no accident. Of course, conditions change from time to time, and there are good years and bad years. But the running theory here is that these weak runs are the result of mismanagement.
When you know the area right next to you is hammering your fish at levels they weren't able to before, and they've been even, you know, given more fishing time, you don't have a whole lot of faith in your fish getting back to you.
Folks in Chignik think the fish are still heading their way, but they're being cut off by fishing in Area M and other nearby districts. Most of the blame and frustration, then, is directed at the Board of Fisheries, the state body that makes regulatory decisions about where and how much fishing goes on in Alaska. Recently, Ben Allen says those decisions have left Chignik by the wayside.
I believe that the heads of the groups believe that this place is more of a thorn in their side than, and they don't see the, basically they just don't see the money coming from it. And when you don't have money coming from somewhere, then it's really not something worth protecting.
The Board of Fish contends the opposite. Fritz Johnson, a board member serving in his second term, says the decisions aren't as cold and calculated as they're being made out to be.
I would suggest there's a lot more nuance than just numbers. You know, I mean, you can't help but feel for what's happening in Chignik and the people there.
The Board of Fish has held that their job is primarily to make sure that the run is biologically sustainable, a priority that doesn't necessarily account for the commercial viability of a given fishery. Johnson, the board member, says they're keeping an eye on the Chignik situation, but some of what goes on is out of their control.
Hey, I have to appreciate their frustration. I mean, that fishery is longstanding and has been healthy for a long time. And the fact that it was an absolute and abject failure last year is, again, the result of probably a combination of factors.
There are worries that a whole host of essential services in Chignik could die off. For example, the school is down to about a dozen kids across all grades. And if that number dips down below 10, it would have to shut down. For Rachel Allen, who's been coming here to fish with her family since she was two, having to go anywhere besides Chignik would be devastating.
It's my home. It's my family. It's my friends. It's everything. I'd have to rebuild.
But as long as she's still here, Allen says she'll keep pressing on and doing what she can to try and bring the fish back. In Chignik Bay, I'm Alex Hager.